world famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com and Phil Henry Show on TuneIn.
Yeah.
All right, so I did hear from a great many of you, not a great many of you, a few of you said, Phil, thank you for providing, not me, but thank you, Phil, through your offices. TuneIn is now a regular, it's a regular habit of mine. I have TuneIn. I have the app. It's on my smartphone. We're listening to your show every night, 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern. However, Phil, what about some of the technical,
So I'm talking about technical?
Technical issues. I said, well, what? And they said, well, the level was a little low. And so I, today, in concert with our operations director and all-around bitchin' guy, Alex Cohen.
Yeah, you can't say that, right?
Yes, I can say bitchin', because that means good. It doesn't mean anything. It's not sexist.
No, you're sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. Just, so, where's Margaret and the general? I hope. I'm just kidding around, Margaret.
Well, I've got to call Margaret. She's gonna be here in a minute, and the general's getting a he's getting a cottage cheese and a wafer.
Yeah, that's great.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know. There's something kind of oddball about him with his cottage cheese and his vanilla wafers. But you know what, man? Whatever floats your freaking boat, Jack. I've got no arguments. So we had a meeting today. Everything's good. It's a beautiful thing. So we're going to have the. We're going to have, as I said, those adjustments made as we proceed here with our great, great affiliation with TuneIn. It's a beautiful thing. We're really, really, really happy to be with them. I also want to mention KNEW in San Francisco. We're back with the guys at KNEW in San Francisco, and we're very, very grateful for that. As a matter of fact, KNEW was and is our original affiliate in the Bay Area, and so to be back there, the city that hosts the Sketchfest.
You're going to be on the 26th, too.
Right. We're going to be there on January the 26th, the San Francisco Sketch Fest. So for those of you listening to us there in San Francisco and you want to come out and see us, man, that would be an epic thing for all of us. And so grateful to be there as well. Our number is 855-5, I forget. It doesn't matter. No, it's 855-500-7445. And, of course, online at philhenryshow.com. This is National Meat Month. You ready for that? And as National Meat Month, there's only one guy that I can think of who can talk with us about National Meat Month, and that is Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. He's going to be joining us here this hour. National Meat Month, and Ted has a couple of things he wants to say about a slogan that you are familiar with. It is the slogan of the Ted's of Beverly Hills restaurant. It's one that he says, and I'm quoting him directly, he paid top dollar for, end quote.
You talking about what? They want to put their meat in the mouth.
They want to put their meat in a mouth. No, that's not it, bud.
No. I know what it's called. You want to put...
No, not you want to put... What is it with you guys? I want to put my meat in... No, they... We, that's it. We want to put our meat in your mouth. Now, that slogan... What are you smiling at?
Well, it has any better than he wanted to put his meat in the mouth.
Hey, bud, if I've got a steakhouse and I've got a slogan that I want to promote, okay, he wants to put his meat in a mouth doesn't sound anywhere near as even approaching what they want. They're talking about their steak.
Yeah, but
I understand what you guys are saying. It's a goofy, it's goofy, man. And it borders on, talk about your double entendre, but Ted says that with this ad agency he worked with in New York, it cost him plenty, and they did full research on it, and they did focus groups, and they did outreach, and they did reach in, and they did reach arounds.
Reach around?
Well, and they, whatever they did, and they found that this was the very solid and beautiful thing that they had to do. So... who am I to judge, man? I don't have a steakhouse. So Ted will be on with this National Meat Month, if you're ready for that. Next month, of course, is Black History Month. Pastor William Rennick is going to be doing some features during Black History Month for us as well. So we've got some things that I'm rather excited about. On Thursday and Friday, I will be on the set of Marin. We'll be shooting an episode with Mark Maron of his great television show on IFC. It's in its second season. And very proud to be a part of an episode of that show. And I'll blog as much as I can. I'll do a little bit of live blogging from the actual set. And it's kind of a difficult thing to do because if you're working, So while you're working and you're sitting there blogging, people are going to look at you and say, well, now, don't we just have life? Great. You can sit there and update your little website. Well, so I don't want to run afoul of my bosses over there, but to the extent that we can, I'll be very, very grateful to be able to do that. And so we'll keep you guys updated on that. And also some pictures from the set there of Mare. That's on Thursday and Friday and maybe on Monday. And just so you know, because we always get this comment, oh, do you guys have a show on Martin Luther King Day? No, we don't. It's a holiday. It's a national holiday. We take holidays off. We take national holidays off. And that's just how that is. Martin Luther King Day is a national holiday. I understand that there's some people that don't think it. I can't imagine. Are there still people that have a problem with that?
Well, every now and again, we'll get people who call up and say, what about a Martin Luther King? And I'll say, what about it? And he said, well, what do you think? I said, well,
okay, bud, don't give me a big, long story. What are they saying?
Well, they're saying, are you going to be on the air? And I'll say, no.
Good. That's all you got to tell them.
Why am I talking about that? Because it's controversial. What's controversial about it? Because Martin Luther King might have been. I'm not saying he was, but he might have been a commie.
Oh, will you get out of here with that already?
What?
What do you mean he was a commie? You know, that's the, you know, of all the rumors that, you know, let me tell you something about communism. That's the greatest thing that's ever been invented for the paranoid whack jobs around the world, communism, because that'll never die. Communism scared the hell out of people, man. Communism scared people so heavy that they're still imagining that it's out there. It's going to make a comeback, you know. And Martin Luther King was a commie.
That's a lot of people think. Yeah, well, you? I don't think he's a commie, but I do feel that maybe he was influenced by commie paraphernalia.
What?
What are you talking about, man? You're just talking about stuff you read.
I'm just saying that it could be.
What do you mean he was influenced by commie paraphernalia? You mean propaganda?
Yeah, propaganda.
No, man. All right,
hold on. Bud, you're just an idiot, and as you get smarter, you'll learn these things, okay?
But you don't think so?
Of course I don't. Anybody that was doing anything that was the least bit untoward, anybody that decided to mess with anything that was a traditionally historic and institutional in America in those days was a commie. If you wanted to fluoridate the water, you were a commie. If you wanted to have equal rights for black people, commie. If you wanted to have equal rights for women, you had to be a commie. If you were in favor of labor unions that would, you know, get a little bit of leverage for the working people, you're commie. I mean, anything that had to do with lots of money and lots of good living with swimming pools and bikini models and Cadillacs and really old guy, all that was not commie. But anything that had to do with, like, enriching the lives of poorer people had to be commie.
Why is that?
Well, what? Think about it, man. What do you mean, why is that?
Yeah, what that got to do with a commie?
Because, why does it have to do with commie? Is because poor people trying to get more bread means that a rich guy who's already got the bread has to pay them. That's commie in the minds of people. Right there.
Well,
no. Right there, that's where it starts. That's communism. In the minds of some really stupid people is all I'm trying to tell you. And in the minds of some people that are not so stupid, but think that if they can keep that myth going, they can really just, you know, hamstring, you know, whatever the efforts may be toward, who knows, you know, like a minimum wage. But your minimum wage is commie. Environmentalism, commie. Anything that has to do with taking even one red cent away from anybody that's got bread is was considered to be communism or some fellow traveler's social pinko. They had all kinds of terms for it, man. I'll never forget. Because both of my parents were fairly conservative. They were not John Birchers, but they liked those terms. Well, you know, he's pink. You know that, don't you, honey? Because my dad and my mom would talk, and...
What are you talking about, pink?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'd be sitting there, my sister would look at me like, what does he mean by talk? Is it underwear? I don't know. Yeah, so this guy here, oh, well, you know, well, he's pink. Oh, he's got to be pink. There's no question he's pink. And we didn't have any idea. This was long before there was a pink. And
yeah, it would have explained it.
Yes, it would have explained it. All right, we'll be right back in the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And we do have in the offing our good, close, personal friend Ted Bell. He's going to talk with us here about National Meat Month and maybe commie. World-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. It is National Meat Month, and on the line with us from Ted's Beverly Hills Steakhouse is Ted Bell. Oh, we got to get Ted's jingle up, because if we do not, we've got ourselves a world of hurt here. Ted Bell sponsoring this portion of the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and they're in Beverly Hills, and Ted serves one hell of a steak.
Well, listen, it is National Meat Month, and I'm going to be joining Phil Henry here in a couple of seconds to give you some tips and some ideas on how you, too, can celebrate the National Meat Month and our meat moments. Coming up.
Meat moments.
That's exactly right.
By the way, we had, as you know, Ted, a renewed interest in the Ted's of Beverly Hills jingle, the Ted's of Beverly Hills advertising.
You know, I got to tell you something. Ladies and gentlemen, I say this with the greatest of respect, and I say this to the audience, to whoever is, you know, I'm getting a little sick and tired. You know, as I said to you, Phil.
All right, let's be nice, though.
I'll be nice. You know, I'm Ted Bell, and that may not mean a lot to a lot of people, my family. You know, let me explain something, Phil, to anyone who doesn't know, but the family name of Bell, the Ted Bell name, the family name, there's blood, all right? Blood has been spilled, okay?
Well, what do you mean by that? What do you mean blood has been spilled?
My father died to give birth to this restaurant. My father, that restaurant in Beverly Hills is made out of my father's flesh, all right?
Your father, as you have said to me...
No, hold on for a minute, Phil. I'm not done. I'm talking about my family. And I think I'm better qualified to talk about my family than you. Would you agree with that?
I would.
All right. Yes, you're right. My father was an alcoholic, and my father did a great deal of damage to the Ted's of Beverly Hills name by misspending a great deal of the money that we made. However, he was the one that put his name on this restaurant, and when we go to try to enhance the business at Ted's of Beverly Hills... And I've got a bunch of, forgive me, ladies and gentlemen, when we got a bunch of old ladies calling in and saying, oh, well, I don't like he wants to put his meat someplace. Because what these old women do, and I've dealt with them, is they purposefully twist the message. I talked to Sarah Burnell. You know who she is. She's with an organization called the Old Ladies Against Everything.
No, that's not the name of it.
Well, you know, it is called Old Ladies something, right?
It's an organization called the Old Ladies, yeah, but it's not Against Everything. It was started as a social group.
Yeah, there you go. It was started as a social group, and now what they've decided to do is destroy lives. That's what they do.
No, that's not it, Ted. It's not even a political organization. They are non-aligned. What is the word? They're not partisan.
Horse dung. No, I don't agree with that, Phil, because I talked to Sarah herself on the phone, and I said, you know, you old ladies, in any event...
But I can assure you that they're not trying to destroy your restaurant. They took exception to the tagline, and for people just tuning in, they may not know exactly what it is we're talking about.
Well, if you wouldn't mind, let me do it.
You want to say the...
Our tagline, ladies and gentlemen, and the advertising slogan for our restaurant is, we want to put our meat in your mouth. That's it. And it has to do with steak. It doesn't have to do with anything else. I have fought long and hard to make sure that that message is clean and family-friendly. I will not allow it to be polluted by a lot of the juvenile attitudes and antics that go out on the radio. Now, I know Phil Henry to be an honorable man, but I don't think you have a whole lot of control over your audience, Phil. When people take that slogan, we want to put our meat in your mouth, and they turn it into filth. And for me, it is the culmination of almost 40 years of very hard work, and it is turned into a bowel movement. And I say that with, I'm sorry I have to put it that way, but it is as fetid and stench-filled, and it is every bit...
Okay, I understand that something terrible has been done to your business. It wasn't me that did it, but the audience took that, and they ran with it.
Yeah, they ran with it. Yeah, they took it, they ran with it right into a sewer. And now they're swimming. Now they're doing... You understand what I'm saying?
Okay, we're talking with Ted Bell. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Does this have anything to do with National Meat Month?
No, it doesn't, Phil, but I... You know, when you say... Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but this is... You know, we'll get to National Meat Month. Don't worry about it, because what I'm trying to do is set up an attitude on the front of your audience so that when we do start talking about National Meat Month, we don't start doing the Australian crawl through sewage. This is what I'm saying.
All right, I understand that you don't want it to become juvenile. All right, that's fair enough, fair enough. And, you know, Bud, had made the point before we brought you on the air, Ted, that there were some people calling and
well, that's for the old ladies.
Who were they, Bud?
Yeah, it was one lady with an old lady.
Yeah, see, the old ladies are calling in, and they're trying to twist this. And I tell you, Sarah, if you're listening, I know what your organization's about. Your organization wants to destroy Ted's of Beverly Hills because you're bored, because you got nothing better to do, because you couldn't see autopsy photos of the latest serial murders, because you and the old ladies sit there in your...
Okay, you have a personal fight going with these women that I don't know anything about.
No, you don't. And you want to know why you don't? Because I have taken it upon myself to keep you out of the fray, to keep you and your audience as far removed from this episode as I possibly can. And I don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to do it. And, Sarah, if you're listening, I don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to keep you and I, to keep Phil's audience and to keep the general public away from the stink that you and I have become. Because I'm no longer a businessman. You're no longer a retired, you know, an old woman that, not an old woman, but you call yourself the old lady.
Is this what these women call themselves, right?
Yeah, they're the old ladies.
But, I mean, that's the, and they're proud of that.
Well, you know more about it than I do.
Well, I know it's a sort of a, like I said, a nonpartisan political organization of women who are retired, whose husbands, I think, have generally passed on.
Well, that's, I think, what got them going. Their husbands are gone. They sit there in the lap of luxury. I mean, they have got more money than you could possibly ever spend in six lifetimes. And what do they do with their money? They look around like that gigantic eyeball in... Is Dickman there?
Yeah, right here, Miss Bell.
What was the movie with the giant eyeball on top of the mountain?
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings. There, did you see that, Phil?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. You remember the eyeball?
I do, and I wish I could remember the... do you, Robert?
No, I didn't see that. A lot of black people don't go see those movies.
Why do you say that, man?
Because it's all about... White people history.
Will you shut up with that?
White people history. Boy, Dickman, you kill me.
What is that supposed to mean?
Damn, there any elves?
What are you talking about? We have no elves, man. You know something? If I want to have an elf, I'll have an elf. If I want to go see that movie, I'll go see that movie.
And it ain't history, bud. It's a mythic world that has nothing to do with reality. It's not even real mythology. I shouldn't say real mythology. It's a mythology that is of recent concoction and invention.
You know, nobody, that's the reason why I have a problem with you. Nobody understands what you're saying half the time.
Let me tell you something, my man. I just said what I meant to say, and if you don't understand it, just pretend like you do.
Yes, sir.
Phil, look, my point is this. I got some gigantic, I don't know whether Dickman knows what he's talking about, what Robert, it doesn't matter to me. I got a gigantic eyeball staring at me from some mythic land. You see what I'm saying?
No, I don't see what you're, are you saying the old ladies?
I got the old ladies of Beverly Hills are like that gigantic eyeball staring at me way back when. Like when the midget, what was the name of that thing, the midget?
The Hobbit.
Yeah, I'm sorry, that's it, the Hobbit. That's what's going on with me. And I feel as if I am one of those hobbits in a cape. Well, I understand I'm not really making too much sense.
No, you're not making any sense. And what happens when you start to put these comparisons together, it comes off as funny as opposed to...
Oh, well, you know something. Anybody laughing at the distress of a businessman...
No, I'm telling you, Ted, it comes off as funny when you start talking about being a gigantic eyeball is staring at you and you're a hobbit in a cape. Okay?
Well, let me tell you something. What is Kate supposed to be gay or something? What does that mean?
Well, Mr. Bell, you don't want to be a hobbit with a hairy feet and everything.
No, I'm not saying I'm a hobbit with hairy feet. I'm trying to make a comparison to something that is contemporary, so that everyone forget it. You know,
you're not gonna score any points for that comparison. But what I'm trying to say to you is, if you got these old ladies that have zeroed in on you, and they don't like this advertising slogan, we want to put our meat in your mouth. Can you tell me what is being done, if anything, to try to, to try to smooth things over?
Well, I mean, I've got a meeting scheduled for next Tuesday with the head old lady, the Sarah Burnell. I'll be talking with her, and we'll see. We'll see. I'm putting together a few ideas. She assured me that she would, and I said, do you want to meet for a steak? And that that pissed her off because she thought I was saying, I want to put my meat, you know. Don't you laugh at me, Henry.
Put him on hold. We'll be right back. World famous. I'm sorry. I did kind of laugh a little bit. Our number is 855-500-7445. Let's just take a break. Ted Bell will be back here from Ted's of Beverly Hills to tell us a little bit more about the, you know, the contretemps with the Old Ladies, a nonpartisan political organization in Beverly Hills that would like him to do away with We Want to Put Our Meat in Your Mouth. And he suggested they meet for a steak. And, well, yeah, all right. Yeah. Woo! Yeah,
turn it off, man.
Well, I ain't turning nothing off, man. I like this song. World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. What are you grimacing for, Margaret?
Well, I like the song. She's a cute little girl, that Rebecca Black, but I don't like the mother pawing this child into the entertainment business.
No, my understanding, this girl produced this. Look, I don't want to get into a Rebecca Black rap. We've got this topic on the table right now with Ted Bell.
Yeah, what about you and Jason DeMonaco?
Jason DeMonaco, what is that? Is that some double entendre? Is that some hidden meaning?
Well, you're talking about Jason DeMonaco.
What are they saying?
What do you mean by Jason DeMonaco?
I think you know.
No, I don't know.
Well.
Okay, bud, quit screwing around. He doesn't mean anything by it. He's just trying to piss you off.
You know something? I have had a very difficult day. I had a root canal. And here, look at it, right here. Say, ah.
All right, Margaret, I see it. God.
Well, do you see? I had a root canal, and I had some other surgery done. So I don't want to bring it up because it's private, but I've been in a little bit of pain.
What do you mean other surgery?
Well, I don't want to bring it up, but it was relative to my diet and what bad diet can cause. So.
Okay, all right, so we won't talk about that at all.
Right, but it's difficult to sit down.
Okay, Margaret, we're not going to talk about it.
Fine. God, what a pain in the...
No, he's not the pain in the ass.
You know what?
Hey. Well, you brought it up.
I had some surgery done.
Well, please don't show us.
You know something, Phil? If you weren't the host of the show, I would complain to the district attorney sexual harassment.
How do you say that's sexual harassment?
Because he's referring to my...
You're the one said you had surgery on the butt. And nope...
Easy, bud, now.
How dare you bring up my ass? I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't mean that. I don't want this to turn...
Thank you for coming in here, and how you doing, General?
Fine. I'm listening with great interest to this.
You're sitting there with those vanilla wafers, General, and you know I have great respect for you, but when you sit there with a box of vanilla wafers with a half smile on your face... You look as if you're sitting outside of a ward or some dormitory where there's a chain link and barbed wire fence, you know?
You're saying another word. Boy.
All right. Never mind. Why do you insult people?
I don't think it's an impressive look for you, General, sitting there with vanilla wafers. Look at him. He's sitting there just...
I enjoy vanilla wafers. I've got a box of them. And you say I'm sitting here looking like a simpleton.
Yes, as they used to call them, a simpleton.
I take great exception to that.
You look fine to me, General. And I, Mark, I see no reason for you to come in here and start insulting people.
I'm not insulting. I came in to share my day. I was immediately insulted. General Shaw is sitting there laughing like a simple-minded fool. Like a man of 41 going on 13, and the...
Okay, this is what I'm saying. You didn't get the reaction that you wanted, and so you have to start dragging people down. Please, I don't want to get sidetracked. We got Ted on the line, Ted Bell.
I didn't know Ted was here.
Ted's on the phone, and I want to continue this discussion of National Meat Month. Now, he's talking about this Sarah Burnell. You know her. Don't comment yet. Let's get Ted back on the line, and as a matter of fact... While we have Ted on the line, let's talk about the restaurant. Is Ted there?
Ted,
are you there? Are you there, Ted? Ted Bell.
Steakhouse, come on down.
And I got here to Ted's of Beverly Hills, Phil. We are located in Beverly Hills, as fate would have it. Come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. Are we on the air? I can't hear anything coming out of the radio.
All right. We're on the air. All right. Had a little bit of a connection problem there. How are you listening to us on TuneIn?
All right. Say that again.
Are you listening to us on TuneIn?
Am I tuned in? Yes, I am.
Are you listening on the TuneIn app?
What are you talking about? Am I listening to what?
He's asking about the TuneIn app, Ted.
That's Margaret?
Yes.
And what do you want to know, Phil?
Can you hear me?
I can barely hear you because I'm standing in the middle of a noisy kitchen.
Can you leave the noisy kitchen?
All right, that's a very good idea. Let me... Is that better?
I don't know. Is it better for you?
Yeah. Oh, wow. That is... Yeah. Sorry, Phil. I was standing in the middle of our... We've got a party, a big, big party. Got a wedding reception that we are catering... Not catering. We have a wedding reception out on our patio. As you know, we have the new fire pit. And, boy, did I get into a fight with the city of Beverly Hills on that one. But we have a beautiful patio, and we have, of course, the... I don't know what it's called. My wife knows. But it's the thing that has the flowers. It's an archway.
Yeah, what is that, Margaret?
It's an arbor. An arbor.
Okay, say it again.
It's an arbor. It is something that has vines on it.
Well, it's got flowers growing on it. I don't know what it's called. I had to call my wife, and she wasn't home. And so they go through that, and then they sit at the table, you know.
Yeah, it's a wedding reception.
Right, exactly. So we have got a very busy night tonight. But I did want to come on, and I wanted to talk about the National Meat Month because we anticipate having a problem with this lady, Burnell. I'm glad that Margaret is there.
Yeah, let me tell you about Sarah Burnell. I've known her for a great many years. She is a player in the Beverly Hills social circles. Now, I'm not saying that she's an unfair woman. I don't think that she's anywhere as snooty, Ted, as you make her out to be.
Well, I beg to differ, Margaret. You know.
Well, hold on. Let me just tell you what I know about Sarah. She is a widow. You're right. Her husband was a pretty serious producer, executive producer, and director here for many years. Yes, she has a lot of money, but I don't think she's an unfair person. And I think what Sarah is saying, Ted, is that what you're doing at Ted's of Beverly Hills is good for the city. But the advertising slogan...
What about the I have said repeatedly that we mean absolutely nothing salacious or the least bit pornographic with that... slogan.
No, I know that, but one of the problems you run into is what you just said before the commercial break. When you called her up to have lunch there at the restaurant, you said, can you come down? Would you like to have some of the meat or something like that?
Yes, I invited this lady to have lunch at our restaurant so she could see the operation, she could see what a family restaurant it is, and I could sit down and I could talk to her a little bit about the family operation that we are. I said, how about if we do put our meat in your mouth? And that's when she said to me, that's exactly what I'm talking about. You just said you want to put it in my mouth. I said, I'm talking about our steak.
This is an elderly woman, Ted. She's not going to understand the language.
Well, wait. What does this lady need to understand?
Thank you, Phil. What does she need to understand?
What does she need to understand? She needs to understand that she's not being made a fool of, that the public is not being made a fool of, and that there isn't anything going on at this restaurant that Beverly Hills and the law enforcement...
Now, right there, that's almost actionable. I could sue her...
Ted, don't run afoul of Sarah Burnell. She's a very powerful woman.
I understand she is. I'm trying to work with the lady. But if she's telling me that she wants to get the Beverly Hills Police Department involved because there might be something going on... There's nothing going on at my restaurant. It's an advertising slogan.
I know that. And Phil knows that, and the audience knows that. Sarah doesn't know that.
That's why I wanted to invite her down to the restaurant. All right?
Ted, when you went to invite her to the restaurant, why did you say, come on down and we'll put some of our meat in your mouth?
That is what we say to every supplier. That's what we say to every advertising partner. That's what we say to anybody that underwrites or funds or partners or is a corporate entity involved with Ted's of Beverly Hills. We always say that. We say that in our invitations. We say that in our press releases. Come on down. We want to put our meat in your mouth. I send that to Ms. Burnell. She's the only one of all of these people that reacted that way.
Well, you know she was hospitalized.
She was hospitalized.
You're kidding.
No, she had some sort of a, I think it was a hyperventilation or some kind of a problem after Ted said that. She was found on the floor of her office.
After I said that, are you trying to tell me now she's setting me up for a lawsuit having to do with her health?
What I'm saying to you is if you were going to sue her for alluding to some illegal activity that may be going on at Ted's because of the meat going...
No meat going anywhere. It's the steak, okay? The steak.
Then why don't you just say we want to put our steak in your mouth?
Because this was the advertising slogan that had been settled on by Markham & Markham, one of the top advertising agencies.
Please don't yell at me.
Well, I'm trying to be heard. Are there any reasonable people out there, or am I all alone?
Ted, I'm with you, okay? I'm backing you up. I'm just trying to keep this thing from boiling over.
All right. I mean, look, I'm sorry. She got sick how?
Because when you said, come on down and we'll go ahead and slip our meat...
I never said slip. I said, come on down and we'll... Well, all right. So I said something...
Did you say, come on down and we'll have a steak?
What did I just get done saying to you?
No, he said he'd got to come down and have a meat in the mouth because that's what they say.
So you said to this old lady, come on down and we'll put our meat in your mouth?
I believe I did.
No, you did not. No, you did not, because she said to me, you said, come on down, Sarah, and I'll slip my meat.
Oh, bull crap. I did not say that.
Well, she was hospitalized. She was having shortness of breath. And she was on oxygen all that night.
Well, let me ask a question. Why was she on oxygen?
Thank you. Good question.
Well, three guesses, Phil, and the first two don't count. You're an elderly woman. You're in your 80s. You are pretty much resigned to the fact that your life is going to be a lot of socials, a lot of tea ceremonies, a lot of sherry, a lot of a small dog and your female friends. And along comes a man 40 years younger than you and says he wants to slip.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. And she starts having shortness of breath?
It's a compliment to you.
Margaret, don't be silly.
I am not being silly. Do you want to call the hospital?
Well, what do you mean it's a compliment to him? The old lady goes into the hospital because she can't breathe. You're saying she starts having shortness of breath because Ted said he wants to slip his meat? Oh, man.
You know something? I ought to sue everybody. That's what I ought to do. Just you, Henry, everyone. I ought to sue it. The old lady goes into the hospital, shortness of breath, because I said, hey, Sarah, come on down. I'll put my meat in your mouth. And suddenly she's on the floor and needs oxygen. And that's a good thing? It's a compliment to me? God will not permit this to happen. I am going to be allowed to fulfill my destiny.
Oh, that man is very sick.
Not only that, he's quoting Patton there.
Yeah, really?
Yes. All right, we'll take a break. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Obviously, there is a series of controversies erupting over National Meat Month and Ted Bell running afoul of an organization, a group called the Old Ladies, who don't like that slogan. Ted made the mistake, and I do say it's a mistake, of inviting the head of that organization to the restaurant to have him slip his meat into, you know. So we'll talk about that. We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show. Welcome back to world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com, and on TuneIn now, the Phil Henry channel on TuneIn. So we suggest and we certainly hope that you'll join us on TuneIn. No matter where you are, if you have a smartphone and you have the TuneIn app, you can now listen to the Phil Henry Show live. So in answer to so many queries that we've had from the very beginning when we launched our self-syndication effort back in August, where can we hear you, where can we hear you, where can we hear you, Phil? You can hear us now wherever you are. All you need is the TuneIn app. And you slap that baby on your on whatever phone, your smartphone, and
you said iPhone. People are gonna think you gotta have an iPhone.
Oh, what is that, right, Bud?
God.
Bud, what a baby.
Yeah, what are you doing that for? Because he goes iPhone.
So? So what? What do I gotta argue with you for, man? You work for me. I don't work for you.
I'm trying to keep everything, because I gotta answer that. People gotta call in and go, how come Henry said iPhone and I have an iPhone?
How come Henry said iPhone and I have an iPhone? That's not fair. He was talking about an iPhone and all I have is an iPhone.
Ha ha ha! What an idiot, man! Shut up! That's what they said.
Well, then I suggest you don't need to talk to me about it or even talk about it on the air. Tell them, hi, did you just say what you said? Yeah, you're a moron. Thank you for calling the Phil Henry Show. Click.
Yeah, man, that's all you say. Talk about a guy.
Yeah, okay. And then if the guy goes, okay, then I'm never going to listen to the Phil Henry Show again. Click.
Then you say to them, well, that's just too bad. We're very sorry to hear that, sir. I know there's nothing we can do about it. Have a nice day. Click.
And what if he says, you know something, Phil? You're the big... Click.
You're the biggest click.
Never mind.
You didn't do that good. Me and Mr. Henry was doing it good.
Oh, well, hey, isn't that nice?
Me and Mr. Henry was doing it good.
Talk about your double entendre.
No, that's not gay.
Well, it sounded... I'm just sitting here with a bottle of what, see what I'm drinking, Phil?
Let me see that. Cranapple.
That's right. You know what cranapple does? It cleans your prostate out. It cleans out the kidney. It'll clean... It flushes everything out so that when... And forgive me, Margaret, I know that... but I mean this in a health... So that when you urinate, you should urinate pure spring water because that's how clean...
It doesn't make your urine that clean.
All right, I don't want to talk about this, okay?
What are you talking about, spring water?
Hold on. I'm not going to be grotesque, Phil. I just want people to know. If you drink the cranapple, it's called the cranberry or cranapple, it purifies the urine so that when you urinate, it is fresh spring mountain water.
Oh, my ass. Come on.
What do you mean, my ass? What does that mean?
I mean that I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
Well, Phil, it stands to reason if the general...
No, it doesn't stand to reason, General. Can I tell you something about the whole cranberry thing, okay?
Look, Phil, don't tell me. I tell you, all right? You don't say no to me. I'm the one that says no to you.
I understand, sir, but if I may be permitted to speak freely.
Proceed.
I have heard that that whole cleans out the kidneys thing with cranberry juice was a beautifully conceptualized rumor created by the cranberry industry to, you know, get people to buy it.
Oh, the cranberry industry. Well, yes, the gigantic cranberry juggernaut. What a jackball and a half.
Are you kidding me that a cranberry going to do that?
I think that's a good point, Phil. I don't think the cranberry lobby has it.
Oh, well, okay. I don't think it's the cranberry lobby. I think it's a consortium. I think it's the growers, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? What's everybody looking at me like I'm a freaking weirdo? You've never heard of that kind of lobbying?
Well, Phil, as Margaret said, the cranberry... they don't have that kind of political... Cranberry growers are little people. They're simple people. They're rural people, and they don't know from Washington. They grow their cranberries, and they pray to Jesus somehow someone will buy them.
What are you talking about? We're living in America here in the 21st century. This isn't like mid-19th century New England.
Well, where do you think the cranberry people... Do you think the cranberry people... Never mind, you're looking at...
We're not... speaking of hobbits, you guys are talking about cranberry growers like they're hobbits.
I don't know what a hobbit is, but I'm getting a little upset here. The cranberry people... are simple people who live in areas that are remote from the telecommunications. They grow their cranberries, they take them to market, they get their few pennies, and they walk back to their farms.
And you really believe that, huh?
Don't look at me like I'm a senile old freak. Yes, I believe that.
Come on, General, go get another cranberry.
Get your hands off of me. I'll do it myself.
Oh, he's pissed off again.
Yeah, well, you talk about cranberry people.
You know something? I'll tell you this right now. There's no cranberry people unless, you know, just because it's a cranberry, because I know the way he thinks. He thinks that because it's a cranberry, oh, well, they're simple people, and they just grow their little cranberries, and they get their little pennies, and they go to market. What does he think? Does he think they're going off to market with bonnets on?
Phil, I think that the general has a point. The cranberry people...
What do you mean cranberry people? Makes it sound like they're hobbits.
Well, whoever grows the cranberries, they go off to market. They get the few paltry pennies they can for their meager cranberries. They get on the ox cart. What is it that you don't understand? What are you laughing at?
Well, I'm Miss Gray.
No, I'm asking Phil. I'm not asking you, Robert. What are you laughing at?
They get on their ox cart.
Yes, they get on. Not everything is a corporate farm, Phil.
Well, yeah, then let's tell everybody out there, folks, there's hope. You know, it's not all Minute Maid and Monsanto. There are the cranberry people, and they get on their ox cart after they make...
After they make what? After they go doo-doo? Is that what you... After they make that... Is that what you mean?
No, that's not what I mean. Let's go now to Ted Bell. Ted, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, but I'm going to tell you something. If I got to listen to much more of this, I'm going to slam this phone. I'm not only going to hang the phone up, I'm going to tear it out of the wall. I'm going to throw it right out in the middle of Wilshire Boulevard. And I, if no one comes along and runs it over in the next few minutes, I'll get into my car, I'll swing a U-turn, which is what I got to do to get out onto Wilshire, go out onto Wilshire, swing another U-turn, so I'm going back westbound. I'm going to go through all of that just to run that GD phone over. You understand where I'm coming from?
I understand. We're going to hold you over, okay?
You're going to hold my what?
You know, if I wasn't completely... if I wasn't completely cognizant of the fact that it's impossible to pull what I think he's pulling, I'd think he's pulling it.
What's he pulling?
Trying to make this whole thing even more convoluted and confusing than it already is, okay? World-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be back with Ted Bell. I want to find out who the attorney is representing this Burnell, you know?
Yeah, the Harvey Weierman.
Weierman is. That's perfect. He will be back. Can we get him?
Yeah.
We'll get Harvey Weierman on the line with Ted Bell to talk about the old ladies who want to get rid of this advertising slogan at Ted's of Beverly Hills. The Phil Henry Show.